Goodbye, my love. Chapter 51. Their words didn't get to Lorraine one bit. Just ignore them, Jolie. Let's just concentrate on our work. Lorraine was busy with the amusement park project, so she didn't have the time to exchange words with her backbiting colleagues. Gosh. You're just too forgiving, Jolie commented, suppressing her anger. She then opened the new email. The next second, her eyes widened in shock. Oh my God. Lorraine. It's you. Look. It's you. She exclaimed, pointing at her computer screen. Ditty. Jolie shook Lorraine's shoulder excitedly. Lorraine felt dizzy. When she finally broke away from Jolie's grasp, she looked at the computer screen. Her name was written on the notice of promotion. The email stated that she had been appointed as the new director of the architectural design department. What? How did this happen? She had told Kaysen not to promote her. Lorraine couldn't understand why he went against her. In the next few seconds, the other employees gathered to take a look. They were shocked by the name they saw. That's impossible. You must be mistaken. Eliza pushed her colleagues away and leaned over to have a look. However, her eyes met with a shocker. It was indeed Lorraine's name on the notice. How can this be? Why not me? Eliza asked no one in particular, her face turning crimson. As she racked her brain, something occurred to her. She turned to look at Lorraine and shouted, "You cheat. You clinched the position through dirty means, didn't you? If not, how could you become a director when I'm much more qualified and experienced than you?" Those employees, who were loyal to Eliza, also suspected foul play. Chapter 52. No, I can't accept this. Eliza blew a short fuse. She created a scene, demanding an explanation. The news soon got to the senior executives. Luis Rivera, one of the senior directors, came down to the floor and tried to explain things. Calm down, everyone. There was no foul play during the decision-making process. The promotion was made according to the company's rules and the performance report of the employees. Eliza didn't buy this explanation. Lorraine is just a newcomer. I have been working in this company for years. How come she's ranked higher than me? Luis smiled. Eliza, I'd love to remind you that Lorraine solved a huge design problem during her interview. That alone gave her more points than you got this year. Eliza's jaw dropped when she heard this. Luis continued, more so, Lorraine was able to close the deal of the amusement park. You of all people know how much that deal is worth. Do you need me to say it anyways? Eliza was livid. The amusement park project had been hers, but Lorraine snatched it away. Those two projects were what made Lorraine's performance rating shoot to the very top. As much as Eliza wanted to challenge the decision, she couldn't do so anymore. Lorraine, who had wanted to turn down the appointment, changed her mind after learning that she achieved it due to her ability. Luis turned to Lorraine and smiled at her. Congratulations, Lorraine. Keep up the good work. Lorraine nodded. Thank you, sir. I'll try my best. The objection from the other workers soon died down. Actually, most of them were relieved that Lorraine was chosen as the new director. Although she was just a newcomer, they couldn't deny the fact that she had achieved great feats in a short time. She was diligent at work. It was also easy to get along with her because she wasn't as bossy and vile as Eliza. Most of them didn't hesitate to congratulate her sincerely. Everything was settled now. Eliza was reluctant to be led by her work enemy, but she could only grit her teeth in silence. Chapter 53. The two deals that were closed earlier called for celebration. The board members decided to hold a banquet to show that Universe Group was waxing strong. Rose Manor was chosen as the venue. Many celebrities and top business people were invited. On this night, the venue was jam-packed with several luxury cars. The guests chatted and drank happily. The female invitees were dressed in dashing dinner gowns. It was as if they all came to kill. The competition was fierce. As a top businessman who controlled almost half of the city's economy, Marco was also invited to the party. His appearance at the party attracted many women's attention. Just when they were about to flock around him like bees to honey, they stopped because of the woman who came with him. Keely soon locked arms with Marco. She had a beige dress on. Her hair was nicely styled. She looked like a blossoming lily. Her gait could be compared to that of a queen. A sea of eyes fell on her once she came in with Marco. Keely noticed their intense gaze, so she smiled more brightly. She enjoyed being the center of attention. Keely had cried about her fiancé's death in Marco's presence. It stirred up his sympathy, so he decided to take her to the banquet. She intended to milk this opportunity. She was going to tell the whole world that she was in an intimate relationship with him. Just as she wanted, everyone who saw her holding Marco suspected that they had something to do with each other. Only a few weeks ago, the news of Marco's divorce had spread. Keely was also alleged to be the mistress who broke his marriage. Everyone reasoned that the allegation wasn't groundless, after all. It appeared that these two were in a serious relationship that might lead to marriage. Keely held her head up high, taking in all the envious stares. She even envisaged walking down the aisle in a white dress, while Marco waited for her on the altar someday. All the while, she didn't notice that Marco was wearing a grim look. His frown deepened when Keely locked arms with him. All of a sudden, his eyes caught glimpse of a beautiful figure. He stopped dead in his tracks. Chapter 54. It was none other than Lorraine. Lorraine was wearing a sapphire blue fishtail dress. Her wavy black hair was coiled up with a pearl hairpin. On her slender neck sat a silver necklace that touched her delicate clavicle. The makeup she had on was light, making her look more beautiful than ever. Her radiant smile added to her beauty. She looked like a wild rose that was swaying in the mountain breeze. The attention of many of the guests was fixed on her immediately. All the men stared at her with googly eyes. They were in awe of the goddess in front of them. "Wow! That woman is so beautiful. Who is she? Which family is she from? Why haven't I seen her at one of the elite parties before? Wait. Her face seems familiar. She's Marco's ex-wife, Lorraine Torres. Really? I thought she was a countrywoman. Why does she look like someone from a noble background tonight?" The guests looked at Marco and Lorraine as they discussed. Meanwhile, Marco didn't hear anything they said. He was in a world of his own. The gorgeous woman in front of him was the only person he paid attention to. It had been weeks since they last saw each other. Lorraine seemed to have gotten 100 times more beautiful after she left him. Marco badly wished he could run away with her and hide her from everyone. As Keely stood beside Marco, she saw how his eyes glistened with obsession as he stared at his ex-wife. She frowned and gritted her teeth in jealousy. Damn it! Why did Lorraine show up again? She couldn't allow Lorraine to steal her thunder tonight. It pained Keely so much that she was no longer the center of attention. To get it back, she pulled Marco forward with a gentle smile. "What a pleasant surprise, Lorraine. I didn't think you would be at such a prestigious party." She quipped with mockery. Marco greeted, "Lorraine, long time no see." Lorraine just looked at them, expressionless. She had actually spotted this shameless couple from a mile away. As always, she didn't want to talk with them. However, Keely didn't intend to let her go. She pretended to be curious and asked, "It's rather strange that you are here, Lorraine. If I remember correctly, only those with an invite can be allowed in. How come you were let in? Did you tag along with a new rich friend of yours?" Chapter 55. Everyone's face changed once they heard this. It was a known fact that banquets like this were only attended by the top 1% of the society. No average person or lower class people were invited here. Lorraine would have been qualified to come if she was still married to Marco. But now that she was a divorcee, the guests were curious to know how she got in. Whispers filled the air at this moment. Some of the guests kicked against her presence here. A playful smile appeared on Lorraine's face. Keely hadn't changed one bit. She was still fond of belittling her irrespective of where they were. Lorraine tilted her head and uttered calmly, "Keely, what do you mean? This party was thrown by my company, Universe Group. Why can't I attend?" Keely bit her lower lip. It skipped her mind that Lorraine was now an employee of Universe Group. Employees were allowed to attend. When Keely saw that Marco's face was hardened, she lowered her eyes and said with grievance, "Well, I didn't mean any harm. I was just looking out for you. After all, you used to be Marco's wife. I didn't want you to get embarrassed in this place. You don't even have a date." What the hell was this woman talking about? Was Keely mocking her that no men wanted to date her? Lorraine was amused. Just when she was about to retort, a pleasant male voice interrupted them. "Who said she didn't have a date?" Keely turned around and saw a gentleman in a bespoke blue suit. He was walking towards them with a warm smile. This man was none other than Kaysen, the host of the banquet. Kaysen walked straight to Lorraine and put his arm around her slender waist. The two of them looked like an elegant and noble couple at this moment. "I'm Lori's date," he said, smiling at Lorraine. Shocked gasps filled the entire hall. The curious eyes of all the guests were fixed on the four people. Marco's eyes suddenly became bloodshot. He stared at Kaysen's hand, which was around his ex-wife's slender waist. The urge to break them apart filled his insides. Chapter 56. "Kaysen, get your hand off her. You are the CEO of Universe Group. Why are you touching your employee in this manner? Don't you think it's inappropriate?" Marco clenched his fists. He was holding back from fighting Kaysen for touching Lorraine in that manner. "What's wrong with what I'm doing? I'm not the CEO tonight. I'm just Lori's date." Kaysen intentionally pulled Lorraine closer to him. He was like her knight in shiny armor at this time. Lorraine's body froze. She wanted to break free from this tight hold. But the next second, she saw Kaysen winking at her. The hint was too glaring for her not to understand. Lorraine immediately threw away the idea of breaking free. She even rested her head on Kaysen's shoulder. The sight of them being closer than before fueled Marco's anger. Green veins popped on his forehead. Keely immediately seized the opportunity to sow discord. "Mr. Benton, Lorraine has only worked in your company for a few weeks, but you guys are already so close. You are even her date tonight. Did you know each other before?" Keely stared at them with suspicious eyes. She was indirectly implying that Lorraine was dating Kaysen even before she got divorced. It was rather suspicious that a CEO stooped so low to be the date of his employee. The smile on Kaysen's face disappeared in a split second. His eyes darkened. "Watch your mouth. Although Lori was only employed recently, she has won two huge deals for the company, a resort project and a children's park project. For your information, this party was thrown in her honor. She's a very talented young woman. It's only right that I appreciate her. I'm not like someone who is so blind and stupid not to have known that this woman right here is one of a kind. Unlike him, I cherish her a lot." Lorraine won two huge deals? Marco looked at Lorraine in surprise. The next second, he felt a sting in his heart. The mocking words Kaysen said finally sank. He had just been insulted. Nevertheless, Marco couldn't help but admit that Lorraine had begun to show her true potential since they got divorced. Her beauty and success were astounding. Keely sneered when she heard Kaysen's praise. Chapter 57. The Lorraine she knew was a weakling, not a goal-getter. Keely put on a worried expression. "Are you being serious, Mr. Benton? Lorraine was so poor that she couldn't afford to go to school during her childhood. After she got married to Marco, she lived off him. How is it possible that? Enough. Marco cut her off with a long face. Lorraine scoffed, looking at the two people in front of her. Go ahead, Keeley. Why don't you finish what you were about to say? Marco, I remember sending you the bank card with the divorce papers. The money you gave me was untouched. Why don't you let this oblivious woman know that I never spent your money? That's impossible. Keeley retorted immediately. Lorraine, how dare you say that you never spent a penny of Marco's money during your 3-year marriage? Stop it, Keeley. She's telling the truth, Marco uttered firmly. Staring at Lorraine, he said, you shouldn't have returned the money. Lorraine. You used to be married to me. It is only right that you spent that money. Anyway, I haven't taken out the money or changed the password. If you still need it, I can hand over the card back to you. This offer was the juiciest of offers. No woman would turn it down. However, Lorraine was disgusted by it. She didn't give a damn about Marco's money. She hadn't married him for it, so she never depended on him for her upkeep. Now that she had gotten rid of him and had a flourishing career, why would she accept his money? Did he think that she would jump on the offer? What a joke. Without hesitation, Lorraine refused, "No, thanks. I don't need your money. I'm no longer your wife. Besides, it's only a matter of time before I begin to make more money than you. My career is shooting to the roof in case you don't know." Those proud words struck Keeley's nerves. As far as she was concerned, Lorraine was just someone who liked to brag even though she wasn't that special. Lorraine, stop pretending. Working in an architectural company doesn't pay so well. You can't make half of Marco's net worth even if you work hard for the rest of your life. I majored in architecture while in the university, so I know that large structures like an amusement park are very difficult to design. It's a miracle that you were able to design it since you never went to college. But I have to say that you shouldn't rely on luck always. You will be stranded one day. I don't like arguing with delusional women like you. All I can say is that you will know if I achieved such a great feat by luck once the project is completed. Chapter 58. Lorraine wasn't shaken up by Keeley's mockery at all. Marco frowned when he heard this. Although he didn't think Lorraine won the project just by luck, he still doubted her ability. After thinking for a while, he said tentatively, "Lorraine, I recently heard that the construction team of a children's park purchased a large number of newly introduced building materials. Is this the same project you are working on? It might interest you to know that such kind of material hasn't been tested and trusted yet. Don't you think it's too risky to use it for construction now? Can you guarantee the safety of the structure once it's completed?" Lorraine uttered confidently, "Must we do things the old way? How will the public get to know about the new material if no one uses it? As for the safety, I'd like you to know that this new type of foam concrete has many advantages." Before she could finish speaking, Keeley interrupted her. "Foam concrete? How can you use foam as building material?" Keeley was agitated. "You are using substandard materials just to save cost. How heartless and careless can you be? What if the building collapses and causes the death of many innocent children?" In Keeley's mind, she had something on Lorraine. She wanted to paint Lorraine as a dumb and wicked woman. Marco, who was standing next to her, couldn't stand it anymore. He shouted coldly, "Enough. If you don't know what we are talking about, just shut up." Keeley's jaw dropped. Her eyes sparkled with sheer confusion. Did she make a mistake? Why did Marco shut her up when she was only helping him to ridicule Lorraine? Humiliating. Lorraine couldn't help chuckling as she looked at the ignorant Keeley in front of her. "Foam concrete is not entirely made of foam. It's a cement-based slurry that comprises cement, coal ash, stone powder, and little foam that have been frothed together with the help of advanced mechanical technology. A pumping system is used to carry out construction. The foam material has many advantages. It's durable, has very high water and heat resistance, and can even absorb shock. Research has proven that it is more solid than reinforced concrete. All this makes it perfect for the amusement park project. After Lorraine's explanation, all the guests, including those that were in the construction industry, realized that Keeley was being ridiculous. It's so funny that a so-called graduate of architectural design doesn't even know the basics of the profession. How dare she claim to be a professional? Yeah, she's too ignorant and arrogant. Keeley mocked Lorraine because she couldn't afford to go to college. But it turns out that Lorraine is smarter than her. She's so shameless. Keeley's face instantly turned red when she heard the ridicule from all angles. Lorraine wasn't done with her yet. Chapter 59. Keeley, you claim to be a graduate, but it appears you wasted the funds of whosoever sent you to college. You must have been a poor student since you don't even know the basics. Tsk. Kaysen echoed, it appears that real ability is better than fake education. Isn't that right? Everyone burst into laughter as they stared at the horrified Keeley. They were all on Lorraine's side now that they saw who the smarter one between the two was. Tears welled up in Keeley's red eyes at this moment. She was speechless. She had never been embarrassed like this before. If she wasn't trying to act like a prim and proper lady in front of Marco, she would have pounced on Lorraine. Lorraine wasn't particularly pleased to see Keeley humiliated. She used to relish defeating her in the past. But now, she was extremely bored. These two were nothing in her eyes. She didn't want to have anything to do with them. Lorraine turned around and left with her head up high. Kaysen went with her. Marco's heart sank to his stomach as he watched them leave, hand in hand. His face didn't hide his sadness. However, the troublemaker he brought as his date tonight didn't take the cue. Marco, why didn't you defend me just now? You of all people know that. I have been receiving treatment abroad since I graduated. The meds affected my general well-being, so I forgot some things. These people don't know what I have been through, but they are laughing at me. Keeley acted pitifully, as if she wasn't the one who started trouble. Marco was fed up with her. He broke away from her grip and uttered coldly, Keeley, do you think I'm dumb? You asked for trouble. Lorraine only gave you a taste of your own medicine, so don't try to play the victim. If you don't stop now, I will treat you as a stranger even though you were George's fiancé. Keeley's heart skipped a beat. I'm sorry, Marco. I was only thinking of those innocent lives that could be lost if Lorraine used substandard materials. It's my duty as a member of society to ask such important questions. Anyway, I'll be more careful in the future. The frown on Marco's face was unmoved despite her apology. I'm not the one you should be apologizing to. Go apologize to Lorraine. Chapter 60. The sad expression on Keeley's face froze. Her fingernails dug into her palms as she clenched her fists. Although she badly wanted to tear Lorraine into pieces now, she didn't want to annoy Marco any further. Okay, I'll apologize to Lorraine right away. Don't be angry with me, okay? I hope you can keep your word. Marco gave her a cold glance before leaving. In this way, Keeley was left to bear the intense glares from the crowd alone. A malicious idea began to brew in her mind shortly after. Lorraine. That bitch was the reason why she got the biggest humiliation of her life tonight. She would not allow that shrew to take her man away. Never again. As the new director and the one who bagged the deals, Lorraine had to give a speech at the banquet. Lorraine had excused herself to fix her makeup a little. Just as she came out of the ladies' room, Keeley accosted her at the corner of the stairs. Stroking her hair, Lorraine asked impatiently, "Why are you in my way?" Keeley. What do you want from me this time? Keely folded her arms and looked at Lorraine, her eyes blazing with resentment. You are so arrogant because Marco is protecting you, right? Lorraine sneered. Marco is protecting me? Keely, are you blind? Or could it be that I'm blind? Why can't I see what you are insinuating? Bah! Don't play dumb, Lorraine. Keely had a ferocious look on her face. You must have known that Marco was coming to this party, so you purposely made sure he saw you. You did that to embarrass me, didn't you? Lorraine threw her head back and laughed. This woman in front of her was so delusional and paranoid. Lorraine, let me warn you for the last time. Stay away from Marco. He's mine now. You can't take him away no matter how hard you try. Don't forget that you are just a poor orphan from the gutters. You don't even deserve to be Marco's maid. Stick to whoring around. There's no way in hell that Marco would want to get back with a slut like you. Keely's voice cracked as rage burned a red rash across her face. It was obvious that she was holding back from pouncing on Lorraine. Stay away from me, you sicko. Lorraine's patience ran out.